Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Monday, motivation Monday. Also, it's my weekly push day. Push, push, pushing you to make a move. Push, push, pushing you into purpose. Yes, right now, we gotta plow. Harvest is plentiful, thank God. Let us bow. Yes, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. God, make us ready, make us brand new. Push us into purpose like 2x2. Too much at stake, we gotta make a fast break. On a mission, ain't gotta ask for permission. Too legit, with God we never quit. So let us pray, let us pray. Let us collectively pray every day so we can have a beautiful, beautiful work day. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all this morning to collectively say thank you to our Heavenly Father for waking us up this morning. Thank you to our Heavenly Father for starting us on our way. Thank you to our Heavenly Father for doing the most for us and saying, child, I need you to wake up. I need you to wake up again, and I need you to go forth and conquer and do what I have called you to do in this earthly realm. And for that, we just thank you. So wherever you're at right now, just give God a hand clap of praise. Lift your hands, clap your hands, give him a shout. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because that is what we are doing this morning. That is what we are doing this morning. All right. So let's get into it, y'all. So I have a personal celebration that I really want to tell y'all about. So as some of you all may know, I am in the process of growing my business, of course, but growing my awareness, brand awareness, and everything, really strictly following God's lead. And so really, this is a testimony, because I want to share this testimony because it's going to help whoever else out there is building within their career, in their business, and just in life in general. It's going to give you some hope. It's going to give you that extra push, because guess what? You're on the verge. You're on the verge of greatness, on the verge of greatness. And so let me share. This past Friday was December 12th, 2025, and I officially hit the 1,000 subscriber mark on YouTube. And so that, my friends, is 1K day for me. That is my 1K day. I'm so excited. And if you don't know how significant 1K or building on YouTube is, first off, it's really challenging to build on YouTube, but the Lord shared with me to build, and I literally started building seriously on YouTube less than two months ago. So the fact that we're here today and I'm able to celebrate in this way, because let me tell you, look, I'm getting ahead of myself, but let me tell you, It's challenging to build on YouTube, but it can be done. And back in September, like October time frame, I was fasting, I was praying, and God showed me that I needed to really grow on this particular platform. I was like, really, God? Why this platform? And you know, I would rather not be showing my face. I would rather be behind the scenes. I would rather do all of these things. But how many of y'all can relate to that? Like, you would rather be doing something else, but God is calling you to do another thing. You would rather be behind the scenes, but God is saying, no, child, I need you to be in the forefront. God is telling you it's go time. Like we said a few prayer calls ago, it's go time. It's go time. And I'm not just telling you for to just tell you that, but it's go time for me as well. And so God was showing me to take YouTube seriously because there is money being left on the table. And I was like, okay, God, if there is money being left on the table, I need for you to show me how to get the money. I need you to show me how to really build the wealth that you have already confirmed that my family and I are going to have. And so, of course, I was like, let's go, just me and God in strategy sessions on how to build. And he gave me this YouTube short series, which I have shared with you all before, called Simple Prayers for Your Career. Simple Prayers for Your Career. And so if you aren't on my YouTube channel following the YouTube series, Simple Prayers for Your Career, definitely do so. And so when I sat down with God and started strategizing with God, he just flooded my mind. He just flooded me with a download of short, simple prayers that are specifically targeted to one's career, to one's career journey. And so I ended up with so much content, you all, that I'm still rolling out today. I'm so excited about it. And let's get this. One of the YouTube shorts that the Lord gave me for the Simple Prayers for Your Career series, y'all, it hit over 20,000 views. It hit over 20,000 views this weekend. And that is nothing but God. Nothing but God. Can I get a nothing but God in the chat? Nothing but God did that. I didn't do it. No little promotion I put behind it did it. But God did that. And my prayers, Every time I'm praying when it comes to strategizing or partnering with God to accelerate my career journey or to push the content that he has given me to the forefront, I am praying that he pushes it to the forefront, not the promotions, not my work of any thing of my own, not my strength, but God is pushing the content forward. And so, my friends, God truly blew my mind this weekend. God truly blew my mind. But I'm saying this to encourage you all, to whoever is out there building, keep going. Keep going. I know for a fact I'm gonna keep going. I know there is more in store. I know that God wants this content to go to his people. And so this is why I'm actively building and following his instructions. It's not my will, but God's will. So it's not your will for your career, your business, or life in general, but it is God's will. And so, my friends, look, a simple prayer for that is, God, help me to accept your will for my life. God, help me to accept your will for my life over my own will for my life. Woo! I know that got to somebody. I know that tugged on somebody's heart this morning. So I'm gonna let that sit right there with you. But when I think about the testimony, my friends, I can't help but think about Ephesians 3:20. This was truly an Ephesians 3:20 moment, truly an Ephesians 3:20 moment. And if you are not aware of what Ephesians 3:20 states, let me remind you. It states, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. Not our power that's in work within us, but God's power that is at work within us. And so, my friends, let God take the wheel. Let God be the forefront of all your business plans, of all your career endeavors. Let God be in the forefront. It's so easy, right? It's so easy for us to just want to do it and make it happen and do all the things. But let me tell you, when you just hand it over to God, when you be like, hey, God, I know what you told me to do. So I know there's victory on the other side of this. But the path to getting to that victory may be a little struggle, may be kind of hard, because we are all professionals, right? And we want to see ourselves succeed. So when things are taking a little bit longer than we thought, guess what? We start to work in our own strength. But that, my friends, is to our detriment. That is to our detriment. And I want to encourage you this morning to not work in your own strength, but allow God to strengthen you, right? And allow God to work through you to produce what it is that he has called you to do for such a time as this, right? For such a time as this. All right, my friends. So let's get into it, because I know some of you all already want to know, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? Are we still here? Are we still here? Yes, we are still here. We are still here, but I will be honest. I thought that this was going to be not affiliated. This message was not going to be affiliated with the I Won't Keep Quiet series. And if you're not familiar with the I Won't Keep Quiet series, God gave me this series back in September. And we are now in December and we are still on it, because God has definitely been downloading more and more in my spirit about it. And so when God says cut it off, I'm gonna cut it off. But until then, we still here. All right. And so going back to last week's word about suddenly, how God downloaded the word suddenly and had me prophetically speak to you all about, hey, it's go time. It's not time to wait. Because some of you all have been waiting so long that your waiting period or your waiting season expired and you're still there. But I'm encouraging you all to get out. It's expired. We don't want to drink the expired milk, okay? Meaning we don't want to get sick over there in expiration land. We want to move out of that and go and do what God has called us to do. All right. And so last week we talked about suddenly. And when I was at church on this past Sunday, the word was confirmed even clearer, because the pastor said accelerated anointing. He talks about how God will give us an accelerated anointing, right? An accelerated anointing. And so let me break that all the way down for you all. So what do I mean when we talk about accelerated anointing? It is a Christian concept, of course, referring to a special divine empowerment that brings sudden supernatural speed and progress to a believer's life, ministry, or circumstances, overcoming delays, stagnation, and human limitations to fulfill God's purpose rapidly. Often described through prayers for divine speed, okay? Divine speed. And so when I heard accelerated anointing, I was just like, oh, yes, God, thank you. Thank you for confirming what I shared with the folks last week, because God isn't just downloading these things in my spirit, but he's also downloading in others too. And when you hear it from them, it's like, oh God, yes, you are really speaking to me in this way to share this out with your people, but speaking to me in a way that, hey, you don't know what's attached to what I want you to do, okay? You don't know who this is going to impact. You don't know how this is going to impact you, but you do understand, meaning when you do execute, you do understand there is victory on the other side of this. That is a guarantee, right? Because we know that we are victorious through Jesus Christ. Point blank, period, okay? All right. And so when I heard that, I was just like, I got to speak an accelerated anointing over us this morning. So this morning, I speak an accelerated anointing over us in Jesus' name. Accelerated anointing that the suddenly, that the quickly, that expeditiously, whatever we got to do in Jesus' name, we will do, and God will provide for us. Okay? He will provide for us. All right. And so I want to encourage you all this morning to not allow yourself to panic, right? To panic through seasons of uncertainty, right? And it's so easy to do that. But when we panic, we are allowing the anxiety within us to flourish, and we don't want anxiety to flourish within us. If anything, we want peace to flourish within us. So instead of panic, we invite peace in our life, okay? Peace in our life, peace in our careers, peace in our businesses, and peace in how we just move and shake on a regular basis within our life. What we desire, what we should ultimately desire, is to be moving and grooving with God and in the midst of whatever chaos may be going on in this world, right? In the moving and grooving with God in the midst of the chaos. I had to say that again, because people going to look at us and be like, what is it? Why aren't you bothered by this? Why aren't you concerned? And it's not that we're not concerned. It's just that we know that in the midst of this chaos, God is still in control. God is still in control when there's reduction in pay. God is still in control throughout the layoff season. God is still in control when the interview didn't go well for whatever reason, right? God is still in control throughout the rejection seasons of your career journey. He's still in control. He is still in control. Rejection season, in the rejection season of your career, your business, or just in life in general. But we got to know that. Yes, I see somebody in the chat on YouTube say, I assume you're Christian, correct? Absolutely. Yes, this is a Christian YouTube channel where we promote career acceleration principles with intertwining Christian principles, period, right? All right. So got that out of the way. All right, y'all. So let's get into the I Won't Keep Quiet series part. Because I really want to share with y'all how we are even still here. Because literally a few minutes up until me turning on the mic, going into the jam session, I was just like, God, what else do you want me to say to your people? What is the real message behind today's prayer call? Right. And so he was just like, I need you to tell people that I'm holy. I need you to tell people that I am King of Kings. I'm Lord of Lords. I need you to tell people and remind people that I am the great I am. I need you to remind people, because especially during this season, we can forget. Even though we know this season as Christians, Jesus is the reason for this for this season, for this wondrous Christmas season, because that is the true reason that we celebrate Christmas, right? And so, but sometimes we can easily forget because, oh, we got to get so-and-so this gift. We got to get this gift. We got to do all these things. We got to cook this, do that, boo that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It can get hectic, right? But I want to remind you to stay zoned in to your Heavenly Father. Stay zoned in to the reasons why we are even here, right? Stay zoned in to the reason for this spectacular season. And Jesus is truly the reason for this season, okay? And so, right, real quick, before we get into the I Won't Keep Quiet, I want to share with y'all this statement I ran across in my phone last night. As you all know, every time I get downloads from the Lord or hear something that the Lord is like, hey, write this down, I'm doing it. Simple instructions like that, my friends, is true obedience too. So don't take that for granted, right? So ran across this statement in my phone last night, and the statement is, every incident is an introduction. Every incident is an introduction. And so, introduction of what, you may ask? Introduction of a version of you that you never met. Introduction of a stronger version of you. Introduction of you that carries a higher level of endurance. An introduction of you walking into new territory you thought you never even would possess. Woo! So every incident, everything, meaning everything that is happening to you, don't take it for granted. Like, listen, this is its purpose behind this. Its purpose behind this, and let it be known that the purpose is to introduce who God has called you to be, period, right? To introduce God, who God has called you to be for such a time as this, okay? And so that's what I really want to encourage you all this morning. I know some of you may be in various different phases throughout your career journey. You may be in a phase where, ooh, you just got the job offer. You may be in a phase of, ooh, right now, I don't know whether or not I want to go back to my 9-to-5 or just go work for myself or whatever. You may be in a phase where you're dealing with toxic work environment. You may be in a phase where you're just really going through the job search process, right? But wherever you're at, whatever incident you're at, whatever space you're at right now in your career, your business journey, just know that this is really introducing you to who you are truly called to be. It's an introduction. And the introduction, my friends, isn't by you. The introduction is by God, period. That it's like, I believe I talked about this a few prayer calls ago, but it's like God endorsing you, right? God is endorsing you, meaning God is literally introducing you to where he wants you to be and to how he wants you to execute on specific things that he has called you to do in this earthly realm, okay? All right, so let's get to it. I won't keep quiet. So, as you may all know, the I Won't Keep Quiet series definitely does have a capstone scripture. And the capstone scripture is Isaiah 62, verse 1. Isaiah 62, verse 1, which states, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silence. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn," right? And so ultimately what this I Won't Keep Quiet series is about is I won't keep quiet. I won't be silent about the goodness of God. I won't be silent about the goodness of God in my career, in my business, in life in general. And it's so important to not keep quiet. Why? Because people need to hear about the goodness of God. The testimony, yes, you went through the test and now you have a testimony, but the testimony is not just for you to keep to yourself. It is for his people, meaning God's people, to hear. This is how God is getting or instilling hope into his people. This is how God's people are really seeing the evidence. Ooh, the evidence of God move in your life, okay? In your life and eventually in other people's or those that you have shared your testimonies with in their life too. How God is going to move in their life. This is just evidence of how God can move and will move in their life, okay? All right, so I won't keep quiet. I won't keep quiet. We serve a God that is holy. Never will we ever put no one above thee. King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am that I am. Give God praise. Lift your hands. Do your dance. God's our jam. God, take us to a higher level like accelerated anointing. Open doors, watch us soar, walking in with the God glow. It's giving surplus and abundance, giving everlasting overflow. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I definitely want everlasting overflow. I want God to overflow in our lives. I want God to definitely have his residue over us. We've talked about the God glow before, so I use God glow again because it is true that we want God's residue all over us, or the God glow all over us, or when we walk through those doors that he has opened, meaning when we walk through the doors that he has opened, we want it to be known, not quietly known. We want it to be loudly known that we've been in a secret place. We've been preparing for this open door to happen. We have been expecting that this open door is going to happen for us. And so if you are in expectation that God is going to open the door for you in your career journey, in your business journey, or just in life in general, just give God a hand clap of praise right now and just thank God in advance for the open door. God, I thank you for the open doors. God, I thank you for allowing us to soar through the open doors. God, I thank you for allowing those that we encounter to see that there is true residue of you all over me. God, we thank you for the accelerated anointing over our lives right now in Jesus' name, okay? In Jesus' name. All right, you all. Well, I hope that message definitely resonated with you all. As usual, you can definitely go and listen to the replay, of course, when it drops. But let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for all of your children under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for the love that you continuously show them. God, I thank you for the grace that you continuously show. God, I thank you for divine favor, God. Have them have a mentality that favor follows me. Favor follows me. A favor follows me mentality, God, meaning they know for a fact that they are favored by you. They are favored by you. So God, I thank you. I thank you for accelerated anointing all over their life in the name of Jesus, whether it be in their career journeys, their business journey, or just in life in general, God. We thank you. We thank you for them preparing for the open doors in a secret place, God. Allow them to prepare so diligently so that when they open their mouth, it won't be no doubts. Woo! It won't be no doubt that they have been with you. It won't be no doubt that they have been with you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for being King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, God. We thank you for removing the spirit of timidness off of us, Lord, and allowing us to not keep quiet about your goodness, to not keep quiet about the tests that we've been through, and to share our testimony to your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not think it that we're bragging on ourselves, but we're bragging on our God when we share our testimonies. Yes, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for your abundance. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for always seeing us through the uncertain seasons in our life. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for allowing us to not meet certain situations with panic, but we meet it with peace, God. Thank you for not letting us meet certain situations with a scarcity mentality, but we're meeting it with a surplus mentality, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. And we love you. And we thank you for your many blessings that you're going to show us throughout this work week, God. God, protect us. Give us divine protection, a hedge of protection over us as we go into this world, God. Dispatch your angels to surround our bodies, to surround our minds, God. Dispatch your angels to surround every vehicle that we may have to travel in this week and beyond, Lord, during these Christmas holidays, this Christmas holiday season, God. God, we thank you for your love and the overflow of abundance in our lives. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.